Kerbo say, hope all is good. Says, Daf is getting Daf Yud Gimel. There's a bit of a noise in the background, so I hope that doesn't come through on the recording. But either way, we're here on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, about 10 or 12 lines up. Tanya Amar Rabbi Elazar. Now, if you remember in the Mishnah had a machogas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir. Right? The Rabbi Meir had said that you can't, the Shliach cannot acquire a get for an Eved, because it's considered to be a Chov. Getting freed is considered to be a Chov, and from servitude, and therefore, in Chavin Ladam Shalafanav, and the Chachamim had said that, no, when a person gets freed from slavery, so that is Zachin Ladam Shalafanav, that's a Schos for that person, right? And therefore, right, the Shliach can acquire the get. So Tanya within the Raisa, Amar Rabbi Lozer, Amarnu lo le Meir. We said to Meir, Pashas, they were friends, right? So he didn't call him Rabbi Meir. Right? Halo schus u le'eved. What do you mean? It's a schus for the, what do you mean? This, again, that's the machlokes in the Chum and the Mishnah, whether it's a schus or a chova for the slave to be freed. So they said, halo schus u le'eved. What do you mean? It's a schus for the eved. Sheotzi mitakas yadei rabo l'cheiros. What do you mean? He's going free. Why would he have to? He doesn't want to be a slave. He's going free as a schus. So Malonus or Remeir said back to him, Chovelo, no, it's a Chov, it's not so positive. Shemaya Eved Kohen, Poslom and a Truma. Because if he was an Eved Kohen, right, then the getting freed gets him out of eating Truma. He's no longer able to eat Truma, so that's negative. So Amar Nalonus said back to him, Velo Maim Yirtza Shalola Zono Velo Farnaso Rashai. So the Chum said back to Remeir, right, but what do you mean? The master doesn't, we just talked about it, the master doesn't necessarily have to feed his Eved. Right, so he's allowed to not to feed him. So he could lose out on Truma without getting freed. So Amar Lano, so Remeir said back to him, Ma ilu Eved Kohen Shabarach Veshes Kohen Shamar Da Al Bayla. Right, what do you mean? Right, if the slave ran away, the slave could just run away, right? And the woman or a woman, for example, could run away from her husband. Right, Valo Ochlam Truma. Meaning, if they disappeared, right, so that they couldn't actually get them to get. Or the Shtar Shechur, right? Both of them would continue eating Truma, because both of them technically would be under the auspices of the Kohen. But Vizeh, but in this case, right, where the Eved gets freed, ain't no Ochel, right? He's not able to get freed. He's not able to eat Truma once he is freed, and therefore that's a Chov. So Kama says, Avalisha, but a woman, again, and everybody agrees that by a woman, Chov Ula, she can't pass them in a Truma, umafsida min amazonos, right? Everybody agrees that when a woman gets divorced, so that's a Chov, that has a negative side to it, because again, she's not able to have mizonos, right? The husband is Chayev, as we talked about yesterday, I think, that the husband is Chayev, to give her food. So Gemara says, "Maika amrulu, maika mahadilu." What's going back? The there's a bit of a disconnect over here. Meaning, the Chachamim and the Rabbi Meir is arguing about truma, right? And then the Rabbi Meir comes back and says, "Well, the slave could run away." Well, what's going on over here? It's not exactly the same issue, right? Again, the give and take is a little bit lacking. So Gemara says Hachi Kamar. So let's just clarify what exactly this discussion and back and forth is talking about. Hachi Kamar Lu, right? What Rabbi Meir was saying to the Chachamim is Hishbatuni al Mizonos, right? Meaning Enechanami, you answer me on the Mizonos, meaning the Enechanami, the slave, right? Doesn't lose, right? Because when he gets freed, he doesn't lose Mizonos when he gets freed, because the master doesn't necessarily have to feed him. But Matashiveni al Truma, but what are you going to answer to me about Truma? V'chitemu, and if you'll tell me, Ibari Zarek Legita Uposele, right, that if the master could, the owner could just throw him his get and acquire it. So Shavaklay, if that's true, so then the slave could run away, right? He can Ve'arik Ve'azal Alma, right? He just disappear, right? Then and kind of like not be able to accept the get. Now Rashi over here has a bit of a funny lashon. He says V'chitema, right? If you look at V'chitema, he says in the last line there, well, how could the master get the eved to get the shtar shechur to the slave, because if he might throw it to him, right, zarek legita b'rishus harabim b'toch dalet amos, maybe the master could throw it to the eved in rishus harabim within his dalet amos, right, and therefore the slave would acquire it. That's a little bit funny because the Gemara says elsewhere, I don't remember, but that actually doesn't work. Okay, so the Achronim, maybe the Rishonim even in kind of deal with that. But anyway, so the Rebbe Meir says, no, in that scenario, meaning the slave could avoid getting the Shtar Shikrur by simply running away. So when the master then gives it to the Shliach, that's a Chov. Because the slave could have technically continued eating truma. And as we said, if in either of those cases the slave runs away or the wife runs away and they're kind of elsewhere and the husband or the master is not able to give them the get to get rid of them, during that time they're still able to eat truma. But in this case, by the slave, if he gets the shtar shikhar with the shliach, again we're talking about in the case where the husband where the master gave a shliach a get. The question is, if the shliach acquires it, if it's a chov, or zechia, right? And if it's a zechia, if it's a benefit, zachan l'adam shel b'fanav. If it's a chov, that doesn't work. So in this case, where the master gave the shliach the get, ain't no ochal, right? Again, once the eved gets that shtar, so he's no longer going to be able to eat truma, so that messes him up. So the Gemara says, Shabikamar lehu. So the Gemara just points out, that's a pretty good answer. I mean, what would the Chachamim say back to that? So Rava says, Dehainu deka mahadri le masnisin. So the answer is in our Mishnah. Penisha hu kinyano. Because the slave belongs, right, to the master. What does that mean? Di boi shokil arbezuzim yisrael, right? Because the master could have apostled him from eating truma in another way. He could have just sold him, right, to a Yisrael, right? The only reason an Eved is able to eat truma is if he's owned by a Kohen. Well, the Kohen could just sell him to Yisrael and then mess him up from eating truma. So you see that the fact that he's free or not, right, has nothing to do, right, with truma, and therefore if he goes free, right, that is a schus, and there's zochan l'adam shel b'fanav, etc., etc. So the Rebbe Meir, so what about Rebbe Meir? Rebbe Meir, right, now Rebbe Meir's whole shita was based on the fact that the Eved is losing out on truma. So Tinach Eved Kohen, that only works if you're talking about a slave to a Kohen. But Eved, you saw my Akilah Meir, but what about if he works for Yisrael? So I'm Rabbi Yishmael Barav Yitzchak, because the slave is now no longer able, right, to live with a shevcha kananis, be with her and whenever he wants. The Gemara says, "What do you mean, Adraba? Narehu matiro bevaschorin? What do you mean? Now you're allowing this? What happens when every kanani is freed? And every kanani is freed is a full fledged Yisrael. So now we can marry a Jew. Wait, what do you mean? So that's upgrading him. That's better for him." The Gemara says, "No, Evda." Avda be'efkera nichale. No, an Eved prefers the efkerus. He prefers the life of no responsibilities. Because zilule shrichale pritzale, because a shifra kananis, right, is cheap, right, literally means cheap, right? If you look at Rashi, zolulehi be'enav, lazalzaba, he can do whatever he wants to her, or pritza, and she's more parut, she's not as sinious as a Jewish woman. So the Eved prefers that, and it's not necessarily good for him. Right? He doesn't necessarily prefer to be freed, so he can marry, right, a regular Jewish woman. Okay, new Mishnah now. How about to get ze le'ishti? If a person says, give this get to my wife. Shtar shechur zeh la'avdi, he says, give this shtar shechur to his slave, umes. And then the owner or the husband, right, dies. So what happens? Right, before the get or the shtar shechur gets to either the wife or the eved. So the Gemara says, lo yitnu lachrami, so you should not give that after the guy's dead, right? Again, because, in the case of the woman, right, the woman is freed from the marriage anyway because he's dead. In the case of the Eved, right, he passes, right, property, right, to his son or to his inheritors. If, though, however, Tenu Mana L'Ploni, so the Umeis, but if the guy says, give 100, dinarim, 100 bucks to this guy, and then he dies, then Yitnu L'Chamisa, then you should, in fact, give it L'Chamisa. So the Gemara is going to harp on that second point. Not really going to deal with the first so much, at least right now. I don't remember if it comes back to the first part. Just looking ahead for a second. Okay, I'm not sure. Definitely today's daf is going to deal with the second of those statements. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Bishmei D'Rav. V'ushet Tziburu Menachem Mekarim Zavis. When you tell me, when we say that someone says, give $100 to this guy, and then he passes away, meaning the guy who told him to give the money, right? So the Mishnah had said you should give it after the guy dies. That's only, right, in the name of Rav, that's only if the money is Tziburin, is gathered and lying in a corner. Meaning it's only if the money is in a certain place, right? Not if it's just, in his bank account in general. And it's only talking, if it's talking about a certain specific type of money, right? Designated money. But Maya's Kinas, so the Gemara just says, one second, I don't understand. What is the case? Who is this guy that we're talking about? Elim Bibari, if the guy's completely healthy, then, you know, Rahman al Salani drops dead. So Kitziburi Mihave. Who cares that they were kind of collected in one random place? Holo Mashach, the guy didn't do another Kinyan. The guy didn't do a Kinyan. Why would he acquire this money? We say, Ella b'shchivmira, but if you tell me it's a guy, a shchivmira is a person who is on his deathbed. And he gives a certain savah, he gives a certain commands. So as we'll see in a second, that has more weight and more gravity in certain scenarios. So the Gemara says, if it's a person who's a shchivmira, someone who's on his deathbed, so my iriya tziburin. Right, who cares that the money is sitting in the corner? Even if the money was not sitting in the corner, right, we would still give the money to this guy. Because we learn, because the halacha is that the divrei shchivmira kiksuv misurim damu, that the words of a shchivmira is as if they're written and given over. So who cares? It doesn't matter that we're talking about a specific bundle of money in the corner, any amount of money. So obviously there are two ways to play it, right? Either you can say that it's talking about a healthy person. Didn't we say that it doesn't matter, right? It didn't do a Kenyan, right? And or you could say really it's a shchivmira, right? And let's just start again. Two ways to play it, right? Either you could say it is a guy who's completely healthy. The Gemara said there was no Kenyan, so you have to get around the Kenyan problem. Or you could say that it's a shchivmira. It doesn't matter that it's hanging it out in a corner. It could be any type of money. So you have to get around that issue. So the Gemara is going to obviously have two opinions, and then we're going to contrast one against the other, right? Why one doesn't say that the other. So Amar Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid says, La'olam b'bari. Really, we're talking about a case where the guy is totally healthy. What about the Mashicha? What about the Kenyan issue? Ukhtar Rav Huna. Rav Huna Amar Rav. Damar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Manu li biyadcha. If a guy says, I owe you $100, give it to some other guy, or you owe me $100, give it to some other guy, rather, probably more accurately, but if there are three people there, right, then he has acquired it. Now, what's a maimich shloshtan? Maimich shloshtan is not a beis din. It doesn't mean that there are three people, i.e. a beis din. It means it's Reuven, Levi, and Shimon, right? Reuven owes money to Shimon. Shimon says, you owe me $100, you know what, give it to Levi. Right, so that in that case, Levi acquires the money, right, even if there's no Kenyan done whatsoever. That's why, if you look at Rashi, right, but Maimish Lashtan, that's why Tziburin Bina, that's why you need the money to be in a corner randomly. Some Rav Zvid, because Rav Zvid holds Lo Amar Rav Kana El Bipikadon, because Rav Zvid holds that Rav only holds that this Maimish Lashtan thing works that if we're talking about a pikadon, a specific item. Therefore, if you have, let's say, if Shimon says to Reuven, you owe me $100, give it to Levi, that's only if it's a specific $100, let's say, sitting on the counter. But if it's just in general, that doesn't work, because you need it to be a pikadon, and you need it to be an actual item. Therefore, that the item can transfer ownership wherever it is, in that scenario. Okay, that's one. Obviously, we're going to have to talk about that in a second. That's one option. Rav Papa says, La'ola m'shiv shchivmira. Really, it's a shchivmira. Didn't we say, shchivmira, someone who's on his deathbed, we fulfill his word regardless of where the money is. Doesn't have to be in the corner. Uki dichter Rav. Well, we're holding here like a different statement of Rav. Dama Rav, as Rav said, shchivmira sh'amor tznu mana l'ploni minichsai. If a person says, give $100 or $100 to this guy from my possessions. If he says mana zeh, if he says this $100, so then no snit, then you can give it to him. But mana stam, if he just says stam, give him $100, ain't no snit. We don't give him just $100 from his bank account because chashina, we're concerned shema mana kavur ka'amar, because maybe he's talking about a specific $100 that is buried somewhere, and that's what he was referring to. And by the way, agav hilchasa l'kfur lo chashina. By the way, we don't pasken like that. So now, okay, so that's how Rav Papa understood the Mishnah. That's why you would necessarily need it to be in a specific place, because otherwise we'd be concerned that the shchivmera was talking about another $100 that he had, let's say, buried in some random place. So now the Gemara say, why don't they hold like each other, right? Why does Rav Papa not hold a group? Why does Rav Zvid not hold a Rav Papa? So Rav Papa, my time will come, Rav Zvid. Rav Papa, who said that we're dealing with a shchivmira, why didn't he say like Rav Zvid? He said that we're talking about a healthy person. Why didn't not just say we're dealing with a Maimed Shloshtan, where you have three people? Right? Shimon says to Reuven, give the money to Levi, right? And that works. Why didn't he say that? So Kamar, Rav Papa holds ki Amar Rav, because Rav held lo shna b'melva, lo shna b'bikadon, because he held, because Rav Papa holds that Rav doesn't care right? Whether we're talking about a loan or a picado. And again, if you remember, right, we said that that's only the reason you would therefore need the money to be holding in the, hanging out in the corner on the counter somewhere, is because Rav, according to Rav Zvid, Rav only holds that Maimon Shlushtan works if it's an item. So if you have $100 over there, that $100 bill, give it to Levi, that would work. But Rav Papa holds, it doesn't matter whether it's a loan, whether it's an item, right? If you look at Rashi, a loan, right? The halacha is that, or the phrase in the Gemara is, that milva lo tzadnit. No, that a milva, a loan, is normally given out to be used, and therefore it's not $100 on the corner. It could be just, you know, some money in some bank account somewhere. So therefore, right, if it was talking about a case of Maimon Shlushtan, right, it wouldn't have to be tziburin, it wouldn't have to be, right, in the money wouldn't have to be in the corner. And the flip side, why didn't Rav Zvid, who said we're talking about a Maimon Shlushtan, why didn't he say like Rav Papa, who said he's talking about a Shchiv Mira, and we're talking about Manazeh, so Lomi took my Mishnisim Mishchev Mira, because he's going to prove, right, through a, not so long, but a little bit of a long discussion over this couple of lines, he's going to prove that the Mishnah can't be talking about a Shchev Mira. How do you, why not? Because Mimai, how does he see that? Midigatani, from the fact that the Mishnah said, Homer Tznu Gedzel Ishti Shtar Shechu Zel Avdi, from the first part of the Mishnah. Well, I guess we are talking about the first part of the Mishnah. All right, anyway, we're using it to prove Ruzvid's sheet that was really within the discussion in a second. Okay, anyway, so he uses it from the first part of the Mishnah. Says that give this get to my wife, give to his wife, give this shtar shikhar to his servant, his slave, umes, and the guy dies. Mishnah said, lo yidner lachamisa, you shouldn't give it after the guy dies. So that can't be talking about a shchiv mira. Why? Because time of the mace, the only reason you should give this get or this shtar shikhar to the evid is the mace, because the guy died. Hamechayim, meaning the only reason you shouldn't give it to him is if he died. Mechayim, if he was alive, then nosnit, then you should give it to him. And time at the Amar Tanu. And also the only reason that you would not give it to him is because he said give. Right? Hello Amar Tanu. The only reason you would give it to him, right, Mechayim, if he was still alive, is if he said Tanu, is if he said give it. Hello Amar Tanu, if he didn't say give it, ain't nosnit. Then you don't give. Meaning you get two things, two drushes, two-step drushes. First of all, this is only the Mishnah when he says, don't give this get to my wife, wife or his slave. Right? That's only if he dies. But if he's still alive, then you would give it. And that's only if he would say, give it. You would only give him when he's alive if he said, tnu, give it. If not if he said, just write it, for example. And shchiv mira, but the case of halacha by shchiv mira, afagad the lo amar tnu, no sin. The halacha is by shchiv mira. Again, guy is still alive, he's on his deathbed, right? But and even if he doesn't say tnu, even if he doesn't say give it, we still give it. It's not as well as the Mishnah, but Rishonah Hayu Omrim, right? Originally they used to say Hayu to the Kolar, that someone who's going out in chains, meaning he's going out to be hanged, to be killed, says Rashi. If Amar Kizu get Leishti, Harei Elu Yechtavu V'yitnu, right? And originally they used to say that if a person's going out to get killed, but beheaded, if he says, give this get to my wife, so then you should write it and give it. Chazru Lomer, then they went back and said, Afim Afarish V'yotzi B'shaira, right, that they included someone who goes in a long trip, what's it called? The Shaira is like a caravan with like camels and stuff like that, because it was dangerous. Right, they wanted to do that as well. And then Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, oh man, this is the point we need. Afim Masukan, even someone who's Masukan, even someone who's lying on his deathbed, someone who's dying from an illness, also, if he's just said, write it, but if he said kisvu, that also means tnu. So therefore, that doesn't work. I mean, because our Mishnah says that if the implication from our Mishnah is that if the guy's alive, the only reason you give him the get, or give the wife the get, or the shtar shichrur, is if the guy says tnu. Well, shchiv mira, you give it to him. If he says tnu, give it. Or if he says kisvu, even if he just says write it, you would also give it. So that can't be our case. In our Mishnah, Maskevle Ravashi. Rashi says, "My name is Leimus Nisan Rabbi Shimon Shizuri." Well, that's a pretty big stretch to say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. That's only Rabbi Shimon Shizuri's shita who says that you give the shtar shichur or a get of a shchiv mira, right? If he says kisvu, right? Dilma Rabbanani. Maybe it's the Chachamim, right? So and maybe you can't necessarily. Right, therefore, make the therefore it could be talking about a shchiv mira, and that would also be shayach, right? If he only said tnu, so it could be a case of a shchiv mira. That's what they would say back. right? To that's just defending Rav Papa, because and that's why Rav Zvid wouldn't want to say the Mishnah is not a Shchiv Mirah, and that was Rav Ashi would defend Rav Papa and say no, the Mishnah still could be the Shchiv Mirah because it could be the Shita of the Chachamim. Okay, Gufa, let's go back to what we just said, and then this is going to kind of take us to the end of today, and we're going to have to continue this tomorrow. Gufa, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Again, this whole concept of Maimish Lashton, right? If Reuven, if Shimon says to Reuven, you owe me $100, give it to Levi. So if all three of them are there, not if they're in front of a basin, but if all three of them are there, so then, right, Levi acquires the $100, right, even without any type of kinyan. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Mistavra milsi the Rav bikadon av milva lo. Again, we had a machlokas as to what, right, if you remember before, we had a machlokas as to what item in question are we talking about. Are we talking about money in general? Does it have to be a specific item? Does it have to be, therefore, a specific money set aside, right? Because that's like an item, that's like a bikadon. So Rava said that it seems like this Maimish Lashon, this whole Maimish Lashon thing should only work if it's a bikadon, if it's an item, right? If it's a specific item or a specific dollar bill or a specific pile of money in a corner or whatever. But if it's a loan, that doesn't make sense. For Elokim, but the problem is that like, dear God, but I mean it's like a phrase, like a Rabbanu Shalom, but Rav said it even works with a loan. In Itmar Nami, and it has been said, Amar Shmuel Meshmei Delevi, Milva Libiyadcha, Tneu Lo Laponi, B'mai Meshtash and Kana. And Shmuel also said the name of Levi, that works. If it's a loan, or if it's a Milva, right, if someone else has to pay back a loan, and he just says, pay the money forward, so that and through all three of them are there, that works. So the question is, time am I? Why does that work? What's the mechanism that all three of them, right, if all three of them are there, that Levi acquires this money, even though there's no kinyan, and the money's not there, or whatever. Omer Amemar, Nasalo Kolo, Nasaka Omer Lo Bishas Matan Maus, right? She Abda Lucha Lididcha, right? Ulachol Dasu Mechamascha. Right? It says, if at the time the loan was taken, Reuven said, I will obligate myself to you, Shimon, or anybody who comes instead of you. So it's as if, right, when Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, Reuven said, I'll pay you back or anybody else, right, who comes instead of you. The problem is, I'm really Ravashi there, I mean, right? That is a weird, a bit of a problematic mechanism. Because El Meata, if that's true, if it really goes back to when the money was lent, and it's as if Reuven said, I'll pay back whoever you want. So that's a problem, because then it shouldn't work if the person who you're going to give the money to, if Levi, wasn't alive at the time of the loan. Let's say the loan was 20, 30 years ago. And then Reuven, you know, borrowed that money, and then Shimon says, you know, I pay back to, you know, this 18-year-old kid. So he wasn't alive at that time. Defilu Rabbi Meir, and even according to Rabbi Meir, the Adam Makna Davar Shalobal Olam, who says that a person can be Makna, a person can sell or give something that has not existed yet. For example, if a person says, I'm selling to you all the fruit on this tree that will come, right? If the tree is barren. So can you do that? So it's not a great example, but that's something for, you know, I guess that Pashas is, yeah. Okay, right. Oh, Rashi does actually bring that case. Okay, I take it back. So it is not a bad example. Anyway, but a person can say, I'll sell you the fruit that will come. So Rameer says that you can do that. But he doesn't say that you can sell it to a person who has not yet come. I mean, you can sell produce that is not yet existent, but you cannot sell it to someone who's not yet existent. Right, afilu Rabbi Meir d'amar adam makan davar shlo ba'olam hanimili the davar sheyesh no ba'olam. That's only something that if the item in question, the thing you're selling, it does not exist yet. Avalid davar sheyesh no ba'olam lo, but to someone who's not yet in the world, so that doesn't work at all. Nobody says that works. So how could you tell me that that's the mechanism how Maimish Lashon is acquired to Levi? So we're gonna have a couple. We're gonna discuss this tomorrow, Mr. Shemun, with a couple other possibilities. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.